This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, Team WHL has been named for the Canada-Russia series. Two games set for Kelowna and Kamloops. We'll have plenty of hometown flavor. We'll have more on that. We continue to get closer to the Western Canada Under-16 Challenge Cup set for Calgary. We'll talk to Hitman top prospect and Team Alberta's Tristan Nielsen on the tournament ahead. And Swift Current Bronco forward John Martin is on an early season tear. He's been named the WHL Player of the Week, and he'll be our guest. Team WHL has been announced for the Canada-Russia series set for Kelowna and Kamloops November 9th and 10th. The roster includes eight first-round NHL picks, including Jake DeBrusk of the Swift Current Broncos, Matthew Barzell of Seattle, and Noah Juulsen of the Everett Silvertips, as well as Nick Merkley of the Kelowna Rockets, chosen in the first round this past year. Two Kelowna Rockets will play in their home building in Merkley and Rorschach. Meanwhile, Kamloops will also have some hometown flavor showcased. Victoria Royals captain and World Junior gold medalist Joe Hicketts and Seattle Thunderbirds forward Ryan Gropp are from Kamloops. I spoke with Joe this week on being named to Team WHL.
Well, no doubt Joe Hicketts will anchor Team WHL as they take on the Russians in the Super Series coming up with games in Kelowna and your hometown of Kamloops. That has to be exciting to play back home and represent the WHL and represent Canada against the Russians here one more time.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be nice. You know, when it first got announced that the series was in Kamloops, I kind of circled that date. Hoping that, you know, I'd have a chance to kind of, you know, do something in my hometown. So I've been looking forward to this and to get the opportunity, you know, finally officially. It's going to be an exciting game.
You're going to be a leader on this team. You represented Canada at the World Juniors, and you're going to play a big part, one would assume, on that team coming up overseas over the Christmas holidays. But do you feel a sense of leadership amongst this Team WHL group that'll assemble?
I think so. I think me being one of the only returning guys, especially on D, I think I can bring a lot to teaching them and showing them kind of, you know, how the game's going to be played. And up front we got Point and maybe Vert if he comes back. So it's going to be exciting, and I'm looking forward to it.
Last time you faced off against a Russian hockey team, I don't have to tell you about that game, gold medal game out in Toronto, and a wild game. And I'm sure that might even stoke some memories for you and the rest of the guys.
I think it definitely will. I mean, I think a lot of it's going to be the same players, especially the first-year guys, you know, on that World Junior team. And, you know, we kind of got heated rivalry going there with the Russians, and it's going to be exciting. I think every time that you play the Russians, it kind of gets the blood going and the juice is flowing. So I think, you know, whether it's your first time or your second or third time in some cases, it's going to be exciting.
Your teammates include a teammate that you played with in minor hockey in Kamloops. He'll also make a homecoming, Ryan Gropp, who is a draft pick of the New York Rangers. That's got to be exciting to team up with him because you guys went all the way through the minor hockey system together in your hometown.
Yeah, I've talked to him already, and we're both super excited. We haven't played together for a couple of years now, and to get the opportunity to do it again, I think, you know, we've played on countless teams over the years, so it's going to be special for not only us, but I think for our families to kind of watch us on the ice together, you know, and watch us grow up like we have over the years.
On November 10th, big homecoming for you in Kamloops, Canada, Russia Super Series. Joe, we look forward to that one. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
The Western Canada Under-16 Challenge Cup set for Calgary Wednesday, October 28th to November 1st. It features the top 15-year-olds from the four Western provinces. In fact, tournament passes are now available online at WHL.ca. Calgary Hitman top prospect forward Tristan Nielsen will play for Team Alberta at the tournament. They are the defending champions. Selected in the first round of the WHL Bantam Draft 20th overall, Nielsen attends the Edge Hockey Academy in Calgary and is excited to play in the tournament in his backyard.
I'm very excited. I know I'll have some good supporters in the stands. Lots of my friends will be there to watch me. I'm just excited to play for Team Alberta.
This is the best players under 15 across Western Canada. What does that mean to you when, you know, I say that you're going to be in this event, that, you know, you're part of that group?
It's obviously a great, it's going to be a great experience, and it's a great accomplishment to have made this. And I know everybody that's going to be playing in it, so everybody knows everybody. We all know that we're the top 80, so it'll be always good competition.
You attend Edge Hockey Academy in Calgary, where you mentioned a lot of your teammates will be playing here in some of these different teams. How much pride is on the line? I know you are originally born in BC, but will play for Team Alberta. How important is it for, you know, Alberta here to try to win this tournament?
Oh, it's obviously important. I mean, who wouldn't want to win it? Everybody's going to be trying to win. It all comes down to who's going to come together quickest as a team and who's got more heart.
What about the WHL step that you try to make next year as a 16-year-old? What do you know about the WHL? You're a signed player there with the Calgary Hitmen and the choice that you did to pursue it.
I know I got to get quite a bit bigger, but that'll come over time. It's a very physical game, so you got to get stronger and you got to be able to take that. I just got to continue on working on my weaknesses, and I feel I'll be able to play there.
Finally, you look at the four teams, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC. I think Alberta will be one of the favorites, like usual. Is there a team to beat, do you think, going into the tournament here in Calgary?
I feel we're almost the team to beat. I feel us and BC will be great teams to play against. I'm not taking away from Saskatchewan or Manitoba, but I feel that we have a little bit of an upper hand along with BC.
Tristan, I know you're looking forward to this event. We look forward to you jumping up in the WHL in the years to come with the Calgary Hitmen. Best of luck at the Under-16 Challenge Cup.
Thank you very much.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
7 points in 3 games for newly acquired Swift Current Bronco forward John Martin is good for the WHL Player of the Week award. Voice of the Broncos, Sean Mullen, has more.
John, WHL Player of the Week. Just firstly, what does that honor mean to you?
Obviously, it's a pretty big accomplishment. Just with all the good players in the league, it's a pretty big thing. So it's quite the honor.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks here with Swift Current, and lots of attention has come on you with all the numbers that you put up. What's this ride been like for you so far?
So far, I have no complaints. I mean, it's been nothing but good things. I mean, there was a couple of games that didn't go our way as a team, but at the same time, I think we can learn from it. We can win those and learn from past mistakes. So,
John, everybody in the Eastern Conference certainly knew you as a very strong two-way player, a guy who could put out there in any situation and be relied upon. Did you always believe that, given the proper opportunity, you could be a guy that could produce at another level, could be a top six forward, could be a difference maker the way you've been so far here?
I always kind of had it. I kind of thought just if I got the chance and if I got my confidence up, the confidence is a big thing for me. So once I got it, first time in Kootenay there this year, then it just kind of really just took it and went with it.
You spoke to me about confidence a few times. What do you think contributed to the growth of your confidence that's allowed you to do what you've done offensively here?
I think the big thing for the start of Kootenay was just a different coaching change. So it was really a fresh start for myself. So that played a pretty big role in it as well.
And then a fresh start getting traded to Swift Current, new situation, new teammates, where you're asked to play a featured role. What was your reaction to that, and do you think that has helped the success you've had?
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely plays a big role. These guys were struggling with scoring and stuff at first, so they needed a guy to step up. Just everything was going my way, so I happened to be the guy.
Mark Lamb talked about your experience in a winning environment being a factor in wanting to bring you in here, and talk about what you think you can bring as a leader to this group based on what you've been through.
I think just from what I've been through with Gilly, and I mean, I was on a playoff team for 4 straight years, so just take what I learned from that and bring it here. Yeah, and I think once I get more comfortable in the room, I'll be more vocal and whatnot. So,
what went into building a winning culture in that organization where playoffs weren't just a possibility but the expectation?
It was just an everyday thing. It was expected. I mean, you come to the rink and work. Everyone did it, so it's just little things like that.
Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's the show. Special thanks to Sean in Swift Current for his help this week. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.